Yeah, 228.
Okay, 228. So, maintenance doesn't have any other troubleshooting solutions for it, so we're going to have a tow come out for it. At its current location, are you blocking traffic? Are you actually safely to the side of the road? Or can you even back the vehicle to a safer location, if possible?
So I am on Lagos, and 55th on a private road. I am against the fence, so I'm not really blocking any traffic.
Okay. All right, I'm going to get this paged out to you, Supervisor. As long as you're not blocking, then we can leave the vehicle there. What we'll do is just put the keys above the visor and leave the driver's side door unlocked. But just stand by. I'll get it paged out to the supervisor and see what they want to do from there, okay?
Works for me. Thank you. It's hot.
I hear you. Just a quick question. How did the vehicle shut down? Did it just shut down on its own, or did you turn it off at any point in time?
No, I just I put it in drive, I went around the corner, I put it in park, and then I went to put it in park, and I went to call you, I went to hit the cancel at the door button, and I heard the beeping, and I was like, it's beeping. And so I looked down, and it still said it was in reverse when I had, and it kind of tripped me up. I was like, it can't be in reverse, it's all the way up in park, so I kind of clapped it, you know, like once, and I was like, it's not going up any further. It's in park, but it says it's in reverse, so there's something wrong.
Gotcha, and then you turned it off to try to reset it, and then...